Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Welcome to the Week 13 edition, unlucky Week 13 of the NFL season. We're hoping to slam the superstitious number with our best bets and NFL action for this week. We got Joe Osborne back for the latest edition of Fade or Follow. I'm going to give my best bets for Thursday Night Football, including our boosted SGP. Just a reminder, we hit that one with the Dallas Cowboys there last week. And we're going to close out things with Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. He's going to come in and give us some insights from behind the counter. Close it out with the two-minute drill before we start the clock. We do ask that if you like the podcast, if you've been following along, if you enjoyed Thanksgiving like we did on the podcast, give us a couple seconds, rate and review the Sharp 600. That feedback helps us mold the show, helps us reach more sports bettors like yourself. So thank you for that. All right, 600 seconds on the clock for NFL Week 13. Follower fade time with a guy, Joe Osborne. The follow bet hit last Thursday, amongst a bunch of other bets that we hit last Thursday there, Joe. We went over on Dallas and Washington. That one was an easy one. I got four more bets here for week 13. Joe's going to pick one to follow. He's going to pick one to fade. We're going to discuss those. So we have Lions money line minus 200. We have Miami team total over 29.5. KC Green Bay under 42 points. And Tony Pollard, Dallas running back, to go over 19.5 receiving yards. So, Joe, give us that big, sweet follow.
I like three of these, actually. The one that I like the most is that prop. So let's go over on Pollard receiving yards. This one is all about the matchup. This is a major weakness for the Seahawks defense. They're allowing the sixth most yards in the passing game to running backs at 41.9 per game. Pollard is a guy who has been heavily involved in the passing game here lately, five or more targets in five of his last seven games. So expect them to be heavily involved here. Once again, the Cowboys will likely recognize this as a weakness of the Seahawks in their game planning. So perhaps he is more involved than usual. And he just needs to be average, because he is averaging 21.9 receiving yards per game versus an inferior opponent here. So let's go Pollard over receiving.
Good. Yeah, and this is something to add to that. That we've seen Pollard kind of be lukewarm for most of the season, but recently this offense has got him going. And from the head coach, the offensive line, to Dak Prescott, the Dallas Cowboys fully believe that they are at their best when Tony Pollard is getting his touches, whether it's the run game or in the receiving game as well, too. And he's a dynamic running back that can break it off. So they're kind of rallying around TP. He's had two touchdowns the last two games, seeing an uptick in his production as well, too. So I expect him, like you said, it's a great matchup for him against the Seahawks defense, giving up a ton of receiving yards to running backs. All right, so break my heart. Give me the one that you don't like out of the three. What's it going to be?
I have no interest in laying minus 200 on the Lions on the road. Now, if you came out and said, okay, I like the Lions to cover the spread, minus 110, okay, you know, I can maybe get behind that. But the reason I don't like risking the minus 200 on them is just because of how volatile they have been lately. They've been awful with the turnovers. Goff looks like he's regressing here a little bit. They've also been worse on the road. So sure, maybe they might win this game. They might even cover the spread. Just no interest risking minus 200 on that.
All right. So there's a reason why this is a money line pick and not a spread pick. So my first bet of the week, my bet now, bet later column comes out Sunday nights when the odds come out. My first bet of the week was Detroit -3.5 because I want to get it under that number of four. And four beyond the 3, 6, 7, 10 key numbers in football betting, four is kind of that next top key number. And it's popping up a lot more. And when it comes to four-point favorites, I'm a bit weary, because since 2018, four-point favorites cover at just a 35% clip for whatever reason. It's kind of a no-man's land. You're better than a field goal, but not good enough to lay six. Those teams just don't cover. So when there is a team that I do like that is catching four, which they are now, I tend to go with the money line. For me here, I look at the Saints' defense injuries, with Cam Jordan and Lattimore out. Those are huge cogs. And then also, too, their wide receiving core is pretty much thinned out here. Top three receivers all dealing with injuries. Likely some guys going to be out as well. And then we have Detroit off a 10-day hiatus after the bad loss to Green Bay. I think Ben Johnson's offense, they're going to want to get going. They get to come inside to the Superdome, so it's not like an outdoor game. It's in that fast track. So I like the Lions to put up a lot of points. We've seen the Saints defense buckle against offenses that are nowhere near the firepower of the Lions. They give up a lot of points. to like the Colts and the Vikings with Dobbs as well too. So this is a Lions team I think can put up some points this week. So that's why the money line. Team 6 under teaser. I think I came up short on this one last week with the over on Sunday Night Football, I believe. Give me your leg here for the teaser.
There's not a team in the NFL that can come into Philadelphia and win a game outright. And we have the Eagles as an underdog versus the 49ers. I'm going to tease them up to +8.5.
All right. I like that. I'm with the Eagles in the points this week, too, in underdogs. I take the Jaguars. I'm going to actually do the kind of the reverse of this movement here. I'm going to go take the Jags down to -2.5. They're hosting the Jake Browning-led Bengals on Monday Night Football. So we got Eagles +8, Jags -2.5 for the first two legs of the teaser. All right, timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. And that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. Keep your eyes out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. Thursday Night Football bets. And we have the Dallas Cowboys once again playing on the Thursday. We did pretty well with our Cowboys bets there last Thursday. And we did pretty well overall with our Thanksgiving Day bets overall. We swept the board with the Cowboys and Washington Commanders game. We also hit the big boosted SGP from Bet365 in that one. So we're hoping to get back on that same train here in the midweek game. They're hosting the Seattle Seahawks. These are my best bets, odds courtesy of Bet365. They are subject to change before kickoff. Now, we talked about this. Tony Pollard, over 19.5 receiving yards, -110. Joe Osborne brought up the fact that he's taking on a Seahawks defense that has given up a ton of passing gains to running backs in recent games. We look at like the Seattle-Washington game there. They gave up a ton of yards to the running backs via the air. Gave up some yards to Christian McCaffrey last week. So for this one, the projections all paint a picture positive for Tony Pollard. All over 20 yards receiving for Pollard. There's a ceiling of 28 yards out there. My number comes out around 24.5 receiving yards. So a lot of headroom here to get over 19.5 yards receiving. And as Joe noted, too, I mean, that's pretty much on his season average in the matchup, very advantageous for Pollard. And we're going to double down on TP here. We're going to go with a touchdown anytime. It's -138 at Bet365. Now, Pollard has a touchdown in each of his last two games. This is a guy that scored twice in week one, went a long, long time for fantasy owners without finding the end zone. And then this offense has really got him going the last 2 weeks. And we've seen everyone rally around him. Like I said, the offensive line loves it when they can make some space for Pollard. Dak says this offense is at its best when Pollard is getting his touches. And we're seeing that as well, too. Taking on a Seahawks defense that has given up 14 total touchdowns to running backs on the ground and through the air. And the Cowboys, the red zone woes of the beginning of the season, kind of a thing in the past now. With Pollard going the way he's going right now, Dallas's red zone attack scoring on almost 79% of its possessions inside their opponent's 20-yard lines over the last three games. So they are making the most of those stops. And then we're going to go Seattle over 1.5 field goals made, this one at +105. The Seahawks actually topped the league in average field goal attempts per game at 2.8. And if we look at the last three games, they've attempted 4 field goal attempts per game over the last three games as their offense has really stalled out, especially inside the red zone. Those last three games, they're at a 40% touchdown percentage when inside their opponent's 20-yard line. And they take on a Dallas defense that is among the stingiest on third down. They've been leaving teams wanting more. So I expect Jason Myers, the kicker for Seattle, to continue to be busy. He has 10 field goals made over the last three games. He's got a big leg on him, too. So he's going to be able to come in here and kick some long ones indoors. Now, if you want to take all those bets and add them up in the same game parlay at Bet365, we're going to take Pollard in the milestones, +25+ receiving yards. We're going to take Seattle over 1.5 field goals made. And we're going to take Pollard to score a touchdown anytime. You add all up, it's +575, and you can find this boosted over at Bet365. 2 minute drill time with Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. Aaron, welcome back. Need to get your team 600 teaser play. We got Eagles +2.5, Jags -2.5. Finish us off here.
Thanks very much for having me, Jason, as always. I'm going to go with the Bucks at home plus a half.
Ooh, all right. Big week for faves in week 12, if you didn't hear about it. Tough. I'm sure it was a bad week for you guys, but are you seeing a swing toward the chalk here based on those results in week 13?
Yeah, I think this is the situation of the wheat separating from the chaff here. Chalk definitely getting more supported. You know, you see that with a couple of the bigger favorites this week in Dallas and Miami. You know, those teams that have come to the top are really starting to get bet heavier.
All right. We're heading into tanking season as well on top of it. How much attention do you guys pay and maybe lean into teams that might be packing it in?
You definitely see the more weight put into the teams playing the tanking teams, if that's what we're calling them. Largely a three-horse race, you know, so it's there's only a few teams to look at. And an interesting situation, as everybody knows, with Chicago having Carolina's pick. So It's kind of really more about New England and Arizona. And I think New England's the focus there for me. And they look like they might be, you know, needing a quarterback and a number one pick.
All right. MVP odds seem to be bouncing around every week. Give us an update on the faves, any recent adjustments or notable action.
Biggest movers, Jalen Hurts, now down to plus 140. He's come down from more recent plus $3, then $2. Dak Prescott, another one. He's come down to plus $8 from an earlier plus 16. The rest are largely the same. So it's really those two are the biggest movers. But obviously Hurts taking over as a solid five now.
All right. We got Seahawks and Cowboys on Thursday. Give us a quick action rundown on this one.
Dallas all the way here. Gone from 6.5 to 9. Over 95% of the money line action. You know, over has gone from 45 to the 47.5. So, yeah, Dallas and over is the main play for this one.
All right, and we're hitting the horn here, but we still have a lot to talk about, especially game of the week, maybe game of the year, 49ers, Eagles. What are folks betting in this one?
I mean, the very early line on this is Philly 1.5, now San Fran 2.5. So the money line's gone from Philly minus 40 to plus 25. You know, the under is taking a little more at this stage, but overall action right now, this current line is definitely seeing more Philly action. So I don't think this one's going to last where it is, but that's my prediction.
All right. Any other week 13 odds, adjustments, action of note?
Miami 7 to 9.5, Houston 2.5 to 3.5. A couple of total movers, nothing major. Denver, Houston, 44.5 to 47, probably the biggest one.
All right. And you gave us a big winner last Thursday on the over Dallas touchdowns. We actually swept that entire game. We hit the boosted SGP at Bet365. So Give us another best bet here for week 13.
I mean, I got it at 4.5, but I'm taking the Chargers. Heavy one on the road here, minus 6, but this is an angle of looking at New England possibly staring at losses that they want, not need.
Whew, weird to think Bill Belichick dropping games. But
exactly, but yeah. I think a change is coming for the Patriots. Let's put it that way.
It better. All right, that is it for this episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. And reminder, too, when you get a second, please review the Sharp 600 podcast. We love that feedback. And until then, we will be back next Wednesday to talk NFL Week 14. Best of luck with your bets. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. Keep your eyes out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.